drugstore. I'll tell the truth, except when I lie. It only hurts me when I cry. Can't see. It was a struggle to survive. I'm probably lucky I'm alive. The only time I feel the pain is in the sunshine and the rain. I don't feel no hurt at all unless you count when teardrops fall. I'll tell the truth, except when I lie. It only hurts me when I cry. I'll tell the truth, except when I lie. It only hurts me when I cry.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM stereo, WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM, translator W297CH, Durand.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. Former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice David Prosser has died. The Appleton native died Sunday, aged 81, several months after being diagnosed with cancer. Prosser served on the Supreme Court from 1998 until his retirement in 2011. Trial for Maxwell Anderson has been pushed back several months. Anderson, the 34-year-old Milwaukee man, charged with murdering and dismembering 19-year-old Milwaukee Area Technical College student Sade Robinson in April. Trial now scheduled for May 27th. A Dane County judge has struck down parts of the law that banned collective bargaining for public sector workers in Wisconsin. Judge Jacob Frost's ruling on provisions of Wisconsin Act 10 is likely to be appealed to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Wisconsin Radio Network.
The following is a presentation of WRDN Sports. Welcome to the Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit adventhealth.com. Now, with today's Panther Preview, here is Brian Winnikins.
From Durand, Arkansas High School, tonight, boys high school basketball, as Durand, Arkansas kicks off their regular season against Fall Creek. This is the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. It's the first game of the season, not only for Durand, Arkansas, but also for Fall Creek as the boys' basketball season gets underway. And coming up on the Advent Health Panther Preview, we'll talk with Durand, Arkansas head coach Justin Radetzky about this year's boys basketball team and tonight's game against Fall Creek. Coming up on the Advent Health Panther Preview, well, we'll tell you who's playing where on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. That's coming up next on the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. It's Durand, Arkansas boys basketball on WRDN.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit adventhealth.com.
Welcome back to the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. As we get ready for tonight's Fall Creek at Durand, Arkansas boys basketball game, let's run down who's playing where on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. Along with the Fall Creek Durand Arkansas game, a couple games tonight in the Middle Border Conference, as New Richmond is at Baldwin Woodville, while Holman is hosting Prescott. girls basketball tonight. Only a couple of games on tap as Cashton is at Independence Gilmanton. Rice Lake is hosting Altoona. That's what's happening around the area tonight in high school basketball. You can follow the Duran Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com. Coming up on the Advent Health Panther Preview, we're going to talk with the Durand, Arkansas head coach, Justin Radetzky. We're going to find out a little bit about this year's Durand, Arkansas boys basketball team. And we'll also talk about tonight's game against Fall Creek. That's coming up next on the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. It's Durand, Arkansas boys basketball on WRDN.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
Welcome back to the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durant. Time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at AdventHealth.com. As we get ready for tonight's Durand, Arkansas Fall Creek boys basketball game, joining us right now is Durand, Arkansas head coach Justin Radetzky. As we talk a little bit about the boys basketball team for this year and also tonight's game against Fall Creek. And coach, well, weren't we just, I said this to Coach Lowenhagen, weren't we just doing a playoff game here or something? What happened to the summer?
Yeah, it certainly goes fast, and funny for us, the last time we played here was Fall Creek, you know, so it's kind of fun getting this matchup. You know, for me, being an Altoona kid growing up, Fall Creek's a big rivalry for us, you know, so it's fun to keep these guys on our non-conference schedule, and it's always a good matchup. They always have a good tradition and good program, so it should be fun.
First, let's talk about this year's Durand, Arkansas boys basketball team. Tell us about the team.
You know, we had a lot of guys that came back that got playing time last year at the varsity level, losing guys like, you know, Ethan Hurlburt, Grady Hayden, and, you know, those guys, those are big players for us, big size for us that we lost. So we got some guys that got to step up and get rebounds for us. And I think the crew we got are itching at the chance to get those minutes and get that opportunity. So I really see a lot of those guys that put some work on in the summer that have been improving and they seem ready to go. So we'll see how it goes for them.
You know, the last few years it's been kind of nice for you as coach because you had big beef in the center. You had big guys. Do we have that this year, or are we going back to what I kind of remember, where it's like, well, we're a little bit smaller, but we're fast?
Right. We got a mix of both because you got Dane Bates there, you know, settling in on the inside, protecting the rim for us. So it gives our guards a chance to really be scrappy and get all over the place out front because they know they got him protecting the rim behind them. So having him there is great, and we got a few, you know, you look at Max Anderson, Billy Weisenbeck, Brett Brighton being big, you know, guys. And Parker Olmstead for a guard, rebounding machine, you know, for a guard like that. So I see us as gang rebounding. Maybe it just won't be one or two guys getting a lot of them, but it'll be the whole group really stepping up and getting those rebounds.
Talking with Durand, Arkansas head coach Justin Radetzky this evening. So these first games, like I even mentioned to Coach Lowenhagen during the first girls game, this is kind of like these first few games. You're putting a puzzle together here, aren't you?
Yeah, you always are. And then you're playing against some good competition, so you also want to, you know, play as competitive as you can. But, yeah, you're definitely putting things together and seeing what you're going to be made of this year and what adjustments you might have to make. And we kind of saw it right away in our first scrimmage, some stuff that we really did well that we like doing, and we're going to stick to some of that early on and then just adjust from there.
Okay, so we have first game for both teams, so we really haven't been able to see film, but what are you expecting from Fall Creek tonight defensively?
You know, I do think they'll mix it up. I'd like to say you'd think 2-3, but I played in game against them. They played man, they played 3-2, they played 1-3-1, they played 2-3, so I know they got it all and they can do it all. So I don't expect a lot of heavy full court, but we'll see from them. I expect a little mix of zone and man-to-man though.
Meanwhile, offensively, again, what are you expecting, at least looking at their roster, what are you expecting to see from them?
You know, they had that nice freshman last year, and he'll be a big part of their offense this year. I think 6'7", can handle it outside, can play inside. So I expect for him to really try and step up with the loss of the Stanky and Volrath kid. You know, he's going to be the one stepping up, getting those rebounds, getting those touches inside. So I really looked at their offense going to kind of be built around him, but then they'll probably have some shooters around him too to help relieve some of that pressure. And I think a lot of stuff will be a focal around him.
6'7", and he can be a force inside and outside. That's got to be a basketball coach's either dream if he's on your team, or in your case, a nightmare.
Right. And although, like, being that he likes to play outside, sometimes he doesn't go in and rebound as hard as he would like. So if we can keep him off the boards, though, and if they want to settle with him shooting outside all night, we'll probably be okay there if he's not pounding the paint and getting inside and getting on the glass and all that.
What are you wanting to see from the boys tonight in this game? Because, I mean, it's the first game. It's not going to be perfect, but what would you like to see?
Really our turnovers. Really, you know, the first few games of the season, you always have higher turnovers than you'd like because they're trying to play fast but under control. You know, we want to play quick but under control. Don't get those sloppy turnovers. And really try to see us limit those and make sure we're making good passes, making confident passes that are on the money instead of playing out of control and just taking risks rather than making for sure passes.
Well, good luck tonight, Coach. We'll talk to you after the game.
All right, sounds good.
Durand, Arkansas head coach Justin Radetzky on the way. Starting lineups and tip-off. It's Durand, Arkansas and Fall Creek in boys high school basketball. Coming up next on Real Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH, Durand.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
I'm Chip Flory from AgriTalk. Your home for the latest news and information affecting agriculture is Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Your home for the latest news and information affecting agriculture is Real Country 1430 WRDN.
And welcome back to Durand, Arkansas High School, as we are just a few minutes away from tonight's Durand, Arkansas and Fall Creek boys basketball game. Once again, good evening. I'm Brian Winnikins, and getting ready for a fun night tonight. And thank you to the men and women who are serving in the military. Thank you for your service that they are listening to our broadcast tonight on our streaming audio service. Again, thank you for your service. We hope tonight's broadcast gives you a taste of home wherever you may be serving. And thank you to Adam Super Service of Durand and also Prime Realty of Durand. They are our streaming audio sponsors. Special welcome to those of you watching our broadcast on our streaming video service at our website at realcountry1430.com. Streaming video being brought to you by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. And also welcome to those of you watching on NTech Channel 99 and the Durand, Arkansas YouTube channel on the school district's YouTube channel. A pleasure to be able to bring you games again this season for you Durand, Arkansas fans as well. Do want to pass along a little bit of a programming note. I have farm events coming up this week and next week. So our next broadcast that I will be doing will be on December 17th. So just keep that in mind. Our next broadcast on the radio and the next video broadcast will be on December 17th as Durand, Arkansas is at Elmwood Plum City. And that game will be at Plum City as well. So we're just a few moments away. I think we're going to have our national anthem And then we'll get things underway with our first quarter tonight. First game of the season for both Durand, Arkansas and Fall Creek. Throughout the night, we'll be thanking our high school sports sponsors as well. These are the businesses and organizations that bring you high school sports to WRDN. And again, without the support of these businesses, we wouldn't be able to be here tonight. Thank you to Jerry Barron Sons, featuring dog and pet food from Nutrisource and Diamond, located by Annabis Silo, Highway 25, Durand. Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. The Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area. Find out about pre-planning funeral services by visiting chenfit-smithfuneralhome.com. Bauer Built Tire, let Bauer Built take care of your automotive needs under one roof. Give them a call for an appointment, 672-8300, or find them online at bauerbuilt.com. And The Cottage, from floral arrangements to gifts for mom for the holidays, visit The Cottage, downtown Durand. Again, please thank all of our high school sports sponsors. They make our broadcast possible here on WRDN. So give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business, and tell them thank you for supporting our broadcasts. Going to go down courtside for our national anthem.
And sophomore Lisa Mack and choir director Ruth Blackridge come perform our national anthem.
And our national anthem this evening, as we get ready to get underway from Durand, Arkansas High School. Starting lineups tonight for the Fall Creek Crickets. Again, their first game of the season coming out will be number 5, sophomore Josh Wright. Number 11, sophomore Jackson Tangley. Number 12, junior Cullen Kramer. Number 22, junior Corbin Sal, and number 24, sophomore Miles Schmidgall. As Schmidgall is the player that Coach Radetzky was talking about, he's 6'7". Expect to see a lot of him tonight. Fall Creek in their green uniforms with the white numerals. And Fall Creek will be going from left to right here to start off this first quarter. And now for the Durand, Arkansas Panthers. Again, first game of the season for them. Coming out, number 3, senior Parker Olmstead. Number 11, junior Billy Weisenbeck. Number 12, sophomore Luke Weber. Number 24, junior Max Anderson. And number 25, senior Dane Bates. By the way, Dane Bates is 6'8", so could have an interesting battle tonight in the paint. Panthers in their white uniforms with the purple numerals. Panthers will be going from right to left here to start off tonight. All right. We are ready to go. 18 minutes up on the clock from the JV game earlier this evening. Durand, Arkansas won that game by a score of 39-32. Again, thank you to the JKO Auto Body Shop, featuring metal fabrication, also car restoration and collision repair. It's the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand, and Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store, Durand Fresh Market. Download the app for even more savings from Durand Fresh Market. All right, here we go. It tipped up, and it's going to be controlled by Fall Creek. We are underway. As I cross the timeline now, over to Tangley. Tangley now gets it over to the wing. Staying on the inside now to Schmidgall. Schmidgall will have to kick it back out to the outside. Staying on the outside, back to Schmidgall at the free throw line. Tries to take the shot, can't do it. Now kicks it back out to Tangley. He'll kick it over to the wing. Now back from the corner. Three ball shot. No good. Tip. Schmidgall with the rebound. He's going to drive left baseline. Puts up the shot. Gets the shooter's roll. Olmstead now will come across the timeline for the Panthers. Fall Creek leads 2-0. Over to Weber. Weber, right to wing now. Over to the top of the key to Anderson. Back over to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck now, right wing, has to retreat back. Comes to the top of the key. Now to Olmstead. Olmstead, top of the key. Looking for a cutter. Can't find one. Tries to work off the screen from Bates. Inside to Bates. Bates gets it up and in. Oh, Dane Bates to tie the game at 2. And now coming up across the timeline will be Kramer. Tied at 2. As the Crickets now across the timeline, that's Tangley. Tangley now cross-court pass over to Kramer on the left wing. Back over to Tangley. Tangley, three ball. Shot's good. To make it 5-2. Fall Creek across the timeline to Anderson now for the Panthers. Back to Bates. Bates now over to Olmstead. Olmstead on the right wing. Squares up. Three ball on the way. Shot off the back of the rim. No good. Tip. And rebounded by Fall Creek. Coming up with a rebound. And now over to Schmidgall. Schmidgall now across the court to right now. Back over to the left wing to Kramer. Over to Tangley. Tries to drive inside. Can't do it now. They come back out to the top of the key. That's Schmidgall. Schmidgall passes it back off to Tangley. Tangley now to Kramer. Kramer, three ball on the way. Shot no good. Rebounded by the Panthers. Weber quickly back the other way for the Panthers. Nearly lost the dribble, but gets over to Bates. Top of the key over to Olmstead. Okay, let's slow this down here, boys, to set up the offense, Olmstead says. Works off the screen, hands it over to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck, he'll drive into the lane, kicks it out to the wing. Weber head fakes the three, drives in from the left wing. Spin move, shot good. 5-4 now, Fall Creek, full court Panther press, inbounded to Tangley. Tangley now back to right, over to Kramer. Kramer back to right across the timeline now to Tangley. Tangley now over to right top of the key now to Kramer. Kramer left wing, passes it off to Tangley. Tangley now to Schmidgall, back outside now to Kramer. Kramer to Tangley. Tangley tries to get it to right, instead throws it to the Panther bench, and it'll be Panther ball. 15-13 remaining in the first half. 5-4 Crickets. Inbounded to Olmstead. Olmstead now across the timeline for the Panthers. Inside to Bates. Bates looking for a cutter. Loses the ball. Theft. Call the police as Tangley steals it. Back the other way. Tangley dishes it off to Sal. Puts up a shot. Whistle. Foul. Foul will be on Bates. Going to the line for 2 is Sal. And thank you to Numbers R Us. The Numbers R Us, your daily money managers. Rhonda bonded and insured. She helps take care of all of the bills to prevent fraud as well. Give Rhonda a call at 672-8093 or visit her online at numbersrus.com. First free throw is good. Durand Smokehouse for all of your holiday needs. It's Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Next free throw on the way. Makes them both. 7-4 now. Fall Creek, across the timeline we go to Bates. Bates now back over to Anderson on the right wing. Anderson now over to Olmstead. Free throw line, puts up the shot. No good. And loose ball, still a loose ball. Whistle. Foul. Foul be on Bates. That's his second. Coming in for the Panthers now, number 33, and that's Brett Breidung, and also number 15, Connor Wittig. All right, so here we go. Inbounded now to Tangley. Fall Creek leads 7-4, 14:33 remaining in the half. Coming across the timeline now over to Kramer. Kramer back to Tangley. Tangley now to right on the right wing. Inside pass to Sell. Drives inside. Puts up the tough shot up and in. Quickly back the other way. Now come the Panthers. Weber, left wing at the free throw line. Has to kick it back out to Olmstead. Olmstead now tries to work off the screen, but comes back over to the left wing. Now into the corner to Breidung. Breidung now. Or check that. That's Wittig. Wittig now hands it off to Olmstead. Olmstead to Breidung. Breidung, top of the key now. Tries to drive inside. Can't do it. He has to retreat back towards center. Passes it off to Weber. 9-4 Fall Creek. Weber now tries to drive inside, can't do it. Has to get it over to Brighton. Brighton now will come over to the top of the key, now over to the left wing. Spin move, kicks it back out to the wing to Olmstead. Olmstead back to Wittig. Wittig top of the key to Brighton. Right wing, three ball on the way. Shot no good. Rebounded by the Crickets. That's Tangley with the rebound. Back the other way come the Crickets over to Kramer. Kramer across the timeline. Tried to get it inside to Sell. Has to kick it back out towards center to Tangley. Tangley now to right on the right wing. Back to Schmidgall. Schmidgall left, right corner to right. Right on the wing now over to Tangley. Top of the key. Long two. That's a two. His foot was on the line. 11-4 Fall Creek. 13-10 remaining in the half. Over to Brighton now. Brighton right wing. Brighton now to the top of the key. Over to Olmstead. Olmstead to Weber. Weber drives in from the left wing. Loses the ball. But coming up with it is Anderson. Anderson's pass is tipped. However, Wittig comes back up with the loose ball. Back to Olmstead. Olmstead now top of the key. Free throw line. Stop. Shot off the back of the rim. No good. Schmidgall with the rebound. Back to Tangley. Tangley now across the timeline for the Crickets. Leading 11-4. Now over to Schmidgall. Schmidgall to Sell on the left baseline. Overlays it. No good. Rebounded by Anderson. Anderson to Weber. Weber now down to the left wing. Tries to drive inside. Turnaround jumper. Off the back of the glass and in. 11-6 now. Fall Creek. As Tangley now still out across the timeline. Pass is tipped. But coming up with a loose ball is Kramer. Kramer to Sell. Sell right baseline. Back over to Kramer. Driving inside. Shot no good. Sell though fights for it and comes up with the rebound. Schmidgall now, left corner, drives left baseline, kicks it back out to the wing, but throws it away into the crowd. All right, so now coming in for the Panthers as Weber comes out, Ethan Mack comes in. Fall Creek, Cohen Tum is now in, number one. Number 14, Evan Seidling is also in. Olmstead now across the timeline for the Panthers. Fall Creek leads 11-6. Over to Brighton now. Brighton on the right wing. To Olmstead. Back towards center. Inside now to Wittig. Wittig into the lane. Has to kick it back out to the wing to Mack. Mack, he'll drive inside. Puts up the shot. Overlays it. No good. Rebounded by Hillman. Hillman across the timeline for Fall Creek. Whistle. Over and back. That's what they're going to call it. Goes back to the Panthers. Or check that. Carrying the ball. All right. So, inbounded to Olmstead. Olmstead now will come across the timeline. Olmstead now over to Mack. Mack on the left wing. Whistle and a foul. Foul away from the ball. Foul will be on Schmidgall. His first team foul. Rebound or inbounding it to our left is Brighton. Brighton looking, and gets it out to Mack. Mack back towards center. Over to Olmstead. Olmstead now to Anderson. Anderson looking for a cutter. No one there. Anderson now has to hand it off to Mack on the far side on the right wing. Mack now comes over to the top of the key. To Wittig. Wittig on the left wing. Looking for Anderson inside. Not open. Back over to Mack. Mack will try and drive in from the right wing. Here comes the double team. He loses the ball. Loose ball. Still a loose ball. Still a loose ball. Jump ball. It'll stay Panther ball. And inbounding it now will be Brighton. Brighton now looking. Out to Olmstead on the far side. On the right. On the right wing now over to Wittig. Whistle travel. So it'll go back over to Fall Creek, leading 11-6, 10:46 remaining. Coming in for the Panthers now, number 11, Billy Weisenbeck, number 12, Luke Weber, as Olmstead and Anderson take a seat. Hillman to inbound it, inbounds it to Tom. Tom now over to Schmidgall. Schmidgall kicks it back over, out to the wing to Hillman. Hillman now over to Seidling. Seidling in the right corner, looking for a cutter. The Schmidgall. Schmidgall now tries to drive inside. Spin around move up off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Wittig. Wittig over to Brighton. Brighton now to Weber. Weber on the right wing. He'll come to the top of the key. Tries to drive inside. Can't do it. Back out to Wittig. Wittig inside to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck has the ball tipped, and it's going to come up with the loose ball is Tom. So back across the timeline comes the Crickets. That's Tangley. Tangley into the lane. Has to kick it back out to Tom. Tom, top of the key. He'll come over to the left wing now. Kicks it back out to Schmidtgall. Top of the key. And a pass nearly intercepted by Wittig, but it goes out of bounds. It'll stay. Cricket ball. Excuse me. Inbounding it in front of us will be Seidling. Seidling now inbounds it to Tum. Tum now over to Hillman. Hillman on the left wing. Back to Kramer. Kramer, top of the key. To Schmidtgall. Schmidtgall now left wing. Passes it to Seidling. Seidling over to Tum. Staying on the outside. Now to Schmidtgall at the free throw line. Up and in. Turnaround jumper. Wow. 13-6 now. Fall Creek. 9:34 remaining in the half. Across the timeline. Weber, three ball on the way. Is good. So 13-9 now. And across the timeline comes Kramer. Kramer now hands it over to Tom on the far side. Cross court pass. Three ball on the way is no good. And tip, loose ball. And coming up with it is Weber. Weber across the timeline for the Panthers. He's going to keep it himself. Stop, hop, shot, good. Weber goes on a 5-0 run to help the Panthers get back in this game. 13-11. Fall Creek still leads. Quickly back the other way, though. Here comes Kramer. Kramer, shot, no good. Whistle and a foul. Foul be on Breidung, and so going to the line for two is Kramer. Thank you to 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, building smart fiber optic communities from the ground up. Find out more, visit www.t.coop. Also, the Riverside Grill. Visit the Riverside Grill for specials every day. Don't forget about that Friday fish fry as well at the Riverside Grill, downtown Durand. O'Galley Cheese Factory has cheese and meat trees for your holiday get-together. O'Galley Cheese Factory, Highway 25, Durand. Next free throw is good. And quickly back the other way now is Weber. Weber now kicks it over into the left corner to Mack, or into the right corner to Mack. Now inside to Breidung, puts up a shot in the lane. No good. Rebounded by Schmidtgall. 14-11, Fall Creek. And back the other way, Schmidtgall. Kicks it back out to the wing. That's Tum. Tum from the left wing, drives inside. Stop, shot, no good. Rebounded by Weber. Weber back the other way. Over to Weisenbeck. Right wing, three ball, shot, no good. Rebounded by Wittig. Gets it back out to Olmstead. Olmstead gets run over. And so foul will be on Fall Creek. That's going to be on Kramer. And inbounding it on the far side now will be Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck inbounds it to Olmstead. Olmstead will have to bring it up across the timeline. Works off the screen now and loses control of the ball on the dribble. It's cricket ball. 14-11 Fall Creek. 8-11 remaining. As Sell comes back in for Schmidtgall to take a break. Inbounded now to Tom. Full court Panther press this time. Now Hillman. Pass is going to be intercepted. And nearly saved. But it was saved back to Fall Creek. Tom now back the other way. Gets across the timeline. And back to Kramer. Kramer, spin move into the lane. Kicks it back out to the wing to Tom. Tom will go into the wing lane. Puts up a shot, whistle, foul. Foul will be on Wittig. So Wittig with the foul. Thank you to Martin Transport. Visit martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. First free throw on the way, no good. Cell block. Visit the cell block for the Fish Friday, the Fish Fry Fridays, where they have the all-day soup and salad bar. That's at the cell block, downtown Durand. Also, Durand Improvement Group, many hands make light work. Volunteer to help out with community events. Visit durandimprovementgroup.org for more information. Next free throw on the way, no good, and rebounded by Bates. Bates to Olmstead. And Olmstead now across the timeline for the Panthers. 14-11, Fall Creek, 7:37 remaining in the half. Into the left corner is Weber. Weber now inside to Bates, but intercepted. Intercepted by Seidling. Seidling back the other way for the Crickets. Over to Hillman now. Hillman into the lane, kicks it out to nice pass inside to Seidling, puts up and up and in. He was got behind the defense on that right baseline, up and in, make it 16-11, Crickets. Across the timeline now come the Panthers over to Weber. Weber, top of the key now, back to Mack. Mack now over to Olmstead. Olmstead to Bates. Bates, top of the key. Back to Weber. Weber, long three ball, shot rims out, no good. And whistle, and a travel on the rebound by Seidling. It'll stay Panther ball. Back in for Fall Creek is Wright, also Tangley and Kramer. Anderson inbounds it to Bates. Bates now out to Mack. Mack back towards center. Mack now over to Olmstead. Olmstead on the right wing. Olmstead now back to Mack. Mack to Weber. Weber to Bates. Bates to Weber on the left wing. Weber's trying to work off the screen. Now to Bates. Bates up and in. Oh, they worked that really nice. Bates just kind of set a screen and then said, nah, I'm not going to do that now. And he took off and got behind the defenders. 16-13, Fall Creek. Over to Sell now. Sell on the right wing to Kramer. Kramer around the horn. We go back to Schmidgall, who's back in. Now to Tangley. Tangley. We'll get it to Kramer at the top of the key. Now to Sell. Sell on the right wing. Schmidgall, top of the key. Thought about the three. Said, nope, you know what? I'm going to try and drive inside. Nope, steps back. Takes a shot. No good. Crash in the glass, though, is number 12. Puts up a shot. No good. Sell with the rebound. Shot no good. Bates trying to fight for it. It's going to be off of Schmidgall. So in that whole scenario, yeah, Kramer, Sell, and Schmidgall were kind of owning the paint there. Coming in for the Panthers now, number 2, Isaac Sabelko. As Mack comes out. So inbounded to Olmstead. 6:02 remaining in the half. 16-13 Fall Creek. Olmstead across the timeline now. To Sabelko. Sabelko over to Olmstead. Olmstead now to Weber. Weber's shot is blocked. Sell comes up with it. And gets it off to Kramer. Kramer, or check that. That was Tangley across the timeline to Kramer. Kramer now over to Wright. Right back to Tangley. Tangley at center. Now over to Kramer. Kramer looking for a cutter. Can't find one. Tries to hesitate. Drives inside. Puts up the shot. Rims out. No good. Loose ball. Sell comes up with it. Shot. Oh, Bates with the block to Anderson. Anderson's pass, though, intercepted by number 11, Tangley. Tangley now on the wing. Round the horn we go. Thought about the three was Kramer. Said nope. Gets it over to Sell. Now three ball on the way. Shot no good. And Schmidgall comes up with it. Schmidgall kicks it back out to the top of the key. That's how Kramer drives inside, puts up the shot, no good. Whistle, foul. Foul will be on Schmidgall, so that'll be his second. Well, looks like he's not staying to the outside there, Panther fans. He's crashing the glass. And now Olmstead will bring it up court for the Panthers. Fall Creek leads 16-13, 4:54 remaining. Olmstead now over to Weber. Weber tries to drive inside, kicks it back out to Olmstead. Right wing, three ball, shot no good. Tip, 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 tip. Coming up with it is Fall Creek. That is right. Right to Tangley. Tangley across the timeline. Back to Kramer. Kramer inside now to Schmidgall. He's got Bates in front of it. Schmidgall tries to drive inside. Oh, partially blocked by Anderson. Over to Olmstead. Olmstead keeps it himself. Puts up the tough shot. Count it, and the foul. Foul will be on number 12. That's going to be on Kramer, his second. And so going to complete the three-point play and tie the game is Olmstead. Coming up, we have our Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency and Security Financial Bank halftime show. Shot no good on the free throw. So it's 16-15, Fall Creek. Fall Creek now coming across the timeline. Over to Wright, right on the left wing. To Sell, Sell top of the key. He's going to try and drive inside. Kicks it back out to the wing. Now to Tangley. Tangley drives in from right wing. Back out to the top of the key. Back over to Tangley. They're trying to rotate in from the free throw line. Shot put up. No good. Rebounded by Sabelko. Sabelko pushes it up court. Over to Weber. Weber now on the left wing. Fall Creek leads 16-15. Sabelko. Three ball. Shot no good. Rebounded by Schmidgall. He'll go quickly back the other way. puts up the tough shot. No good. And it's going to be off of number five. He tried to throw it right. He tried to throw it off of Olmstead, but he was stepping out of bounds when he touched the ball. So it's Panther ball. Bates comes out. It's like Weisenbeck comes back in. So inbounded to Olmstead. 16-15, Fall Creek. 3:37 remaining in the half. Olmstead across the timeline now. Over to Sabelko. Sabelko now to Weisenbeck on the right wing. Weisenbeck nearly lost the ball. Gets it back over to Olmstead. Olmstead now. He'll try to drive inside. Nope, can't do it. Has to cross-court pass to Weber. Weber now to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck right baseline. Here comes the trap whistle foul. Foul will be on number 11. That'll be on Tanglin. And so Weisenbeck to inbound it to our left. Oh, we're going to get a change here. Nope. Okay. Wait for the sub and inbounded to Olmstead now. Olmstead back at center. Over to Sabelko on the right wing. Sabelko over to Weber. Weber tries to drive inside. Stop. 15-footer off the back of the rim. No good. Schmidt-Gall with the rebound. Across the timeline now to Tangley. Tangley now will get it down to the wing on the right wing to right. Sell now right baseline. Whoops. Whistle stepped on the line. Out of bounds. Panther ball. Sabelko comes out and Wittig comes in for the Panthers. Fall Creek leads 16-15. 3:16 remaining in the half. As Olmstead now coming across the timeline for the Panthers. Over to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck back to Olmstead. Olmstead now to Weber. Weber left wing. Weber, here comes the trap and the double team. But he manages to get away. Gets it to Wittig. Wittig's pass. Oh, he tried to get it to Weisenbeck on the right corner, but the ball hit out of bounds on the bounce pass. Full court Panther press now this time, inbounded to Weisenbeck. Or check that, to Tangley. Tangley, oh wow. Tangley uses legal hands to the face, we'll call it, to Sell. Sell can't hang on to it. Oh, and it's going to be knocked off of Sell. I want to say Olmstead did that. He knocked the loose ball off of Sell. It goes out of bounds, Panther ball. So, inbounded to Olmstead. Again, 16-15. Fall Creek leads, approaching the 2:30 mark here in the half. Inbounded to try to get it to Olmstead. Olmstead can't hang on the alley-oop. It goes out of bounds. Fall Creek ball. Full court Panther Prince once again. Inbounded to Tangley. Tangley now to right. Right to Kramer. Still not across the timeline. Back to right as they work it up court. Now we'll get across the timeline to Tangley. Tangley on the right wing. Tangley now hands it off to Kramer. Kramer top of the key to Tangley on the right wing. Tangley looking for Sell inside, but that's not going to work. So we get over to Schmidt-Gall. Schmidt-Gall stays on the outside. Now he comes down to the right wing. He'll try to drive right baseline. Spin move. Kicks it back to the outside. Round the horn we go over to Kramer now. Kramer left wing. He'll drive inside. Pass intercepted. Intercepted by Wittig. Wittig to Weber. Weber up and in. And the Panthers lead now 17-16 with a minute 50 remaining. Again, our Security Financial Bank and Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency halftime show coming up. Pass intercepted and by Tangley over to Weber. Weber up and, or pass was intercepted by Weisenbeck to Weber. Weber up and in, and it's a three-point Panther lead. Timeout, Fall Creek, 19-16 with a minute 41 remaining here in the half. Thank you to the Paul Slusher Insurance Agency serving the Durand and Chippewa Falls area. He's your American Family Insurance agent. Insurance that fits your needs. Ryan's Sports Shop. Hey, ice fishing. I hear ice is being made, and I hear some folks are already ice fishing. And Ryan's Sports Shop has all of your ice fishing needs downtown Durand. Also, Durand Napa. Farmers visit Durand Napa for custom hoses, bulk fluids, filters, tools, and the parts you need to keep your equipment running on the farm. Annabis Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment dealer, is Annabis Silo. Highway 25 Durand. They also have a small engine repair as well. And Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service, offering plumbing and septic services for new construction or repairs. Call Chris at 672-8224. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business, tell them thank you for supporting our broadcast. Without their help, we wouldn't be here tonight. So please thank our sponsors. All right, we're done with the timeout. Tangley now with the rebound. down to Sal. Sal in the left corner. Sal bounce pass to Schmidtgall. Schmidtgall left baseline back out to Sal. Sal on the left wing. Sal tries to get back into Schmidtgall. Knocked out of bounds by Weisenbeck. It'll stay Fall Creek ball. And so inbounding it now is Wright. Wright inbounds it to Schmidtgall. Schmidtgall now passes it back out to the outside now to Wright. Wright left wing to Schmidtgall inside. Puts up the shot up and in. 19-18 Panthers. Minute 9 remaining in the half. Over to Weber now. Weber on the left wing. Works off the screen. Here comes the trap though. And passes in. Nope, whistling a foul. Foul being number 12. Going for the ball. That's his third. Sixth team foul. Inbounding it in front of the Fall Creek bench will be Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck now inbounds it to Weber. Weber now retreats back towards center. Over to Weisenbeck. Left wing. Three ball on the way. Shot short. No good. Rebounded by Schmidtgall. So Schmidtgall now will bring it across the timeline for the Crickets. Under a minute remaining. 42 seconds. Panthers lead by one. Over to Kramer. Kramer now to Schmidtgall. Looking for the last shot. Schmidtgall nearly lost it but regains control. Over to Wright. Wright on the left wing. Right now passes it to Kramer. Kramer staying on the left wing. Now over to the right wing to Sal. Sal now into the corner. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. And rebounded by Anderson. Anderson now back over to Weber. Weber inside to Weisenbeck. Puts up a shot. And it's going to be off of Schmidtgall. He partially blocked it. And so it'll stay Panther ball with 13 seconds remaining. And so Weisenbeck looking, and out to Weber at center. 10 seconds remaining. And here we go. Works off the screen. Puts up the three. Shot no good. Rebounded by Fall Creek with 1 second remaining. And that will end our half. And we are at halftime as Durand, Arkansas leads Fall Creek by a score of 19-18, it's Durand, Arkansas boys basketball on WRDN.
Time for the SFB Security Financial Bank and the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency Halftime Show. Brought to you by Security Financial Bank. Secure your future at Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. And by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, your independent insurance agent, downtown Durand.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Prosecutors say he was reckless. Daniel Penny's lawyers call him a savior. Closing arguments in Penny's trial for the killing of an unruly Jordan Neely on a New York City subway train.
They're saying that while he had Neely by a hold, it was more of a restraint. And there was no evidence that he actually applied pressure, especially in the final 51 seconds where prosecutors say Neely actually died. So they took issue with the idea that the chokehold killed Neely.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. More administration building for President-elect Trump. On his social media, Trump declaring he'll nominate investment banker Warren Stevens as U.S. ambassador to Great Britain. After he didn't show for the start of his federal trial for sexually assaulting black women and girls, ABC News Kansas City affiliate KMBC reports police found former cop Roger Golubsky dead by suicide. This is ABC News.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
The Packers wrapped up their second workout of the week today. We'll get ready to face the Lions in a key divisional showdown on Thursday. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. If the Packers are going to have a shot at the NFC North, they need to win Thursday night. A loss would all but end their divisional hopes. There's one more game tonight to close out Week 13. The Cleveland Browns are in Denver to take on the Broncos. 9 Big Ten teams make up the 64-team NCAA women's volleyball field, including the Badgers, who will host first and second round games on Thursday and Friday at the Fieldhouse. Wisconsin opens up Thursday night against Fairfield in Madison. Marquette also made that field. The Golden Eagles will face Florida Gulf Coast in Salt Lake City on Thursday. Bucks are back at it tomorrow night. They'll square off against the Pistons in Detroit. The Bucks have won 6 straight, climbed back over 500 at 10-9. The unbeaten basketball Badgers begin a tough 3-game stretch tomorrow night when they open Big Ten play at home against Michigan. They'll then play at Marquette and at Illinois, a stretch of 3 games in 8 days. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Tyler Allen named crew chief for Gibbs. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
It may be the off-season for sprint car racing, but you can still check out years of Wing Nation's programs to get that sprint car fix. I'm Steve Post from Wing Nation. You can head to our YouTube or Facebook page or any of the audio podcast platforms to check out interviews with the champions, the race winners, the personalities, and the stories that you won't find anywhere else. Champion David Gravel. Hello, David. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Wing Nation, we are your home for sprint car racing.
Looking for a weekly motorsports podcast to stay up to date on what's happening on and off the track? The Motor Racing Network is the place. Hear from NASCAR crew chiefs on MRN Crew Call. All the happenings from regional touring series and local tracks on NASCAR Coast to Coast. Sprint Car Talk on Winged Nation. NASCAR History on MRN Classic Races. And hear from the drivers on NASCAR Live. MRN Podcasts available on MRN.com, YouTube, or your favorite podcast platform. Tyler Allen has been tapped as the new crew chief for Ty Gibbs and the number 54 Toyota team in the NASCAR Cup Series beginning in 2025, Joe Gibbs Racing announced today. Allen served as the organization's Xfinity Series crew chief on the number 20 team this year, which he led to 8 of the team's 9 wins, utilizing multiple drivers. The Bellevue, Washington native spent 7 years as a race engineer under Adam Stevens, was part of Kyle Busch's 2019 Cup Championship, and 5 Final Four appearances between Busch and Christopher Bell. To help hurricane recovery efforts, go to redcross.org to make a financial or blood donation. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Welcome back to Durand, Arkansas High School. As we are at halftime, let's run down any scores that we have on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. Let's see, on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard tonight, New Richmond is at Blackhawk and Boys Hoops, Lake City at Zumbrota Mazeppa in girls basketball, while Zumbrota Mazeppa at Lake City in boys basketball. Goodhue is leading Rochester Lords 22-7, that at the first half. Fillmore Central is also at Goodhue in boys hoops, and Prescott is taking on Holman tonight in boys basketball. Our halftime score, 19-18, Durand, Arkansas leading. From the JV game, it was Durand, Arkansas winning that game 39-32. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com. We have second half action coming up. You're listening to Durand, Arkansas Boys High School Football. Boys High School Basketball. I have football, I'm thinking still. I listen to Boys High School Basketball here on WRDN Durand. I'm Brian Wenikins, and we have second half action coming up.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Welcome back to Durand, Arkansas High School, as we are getting ready for the second half. Durand, Arkansas and Fall Creek with the Panthers leading 19-18. All right. The second half, Panthers will be going from right to left, and Fall Creek from, or check that, Durand, Arkansas will be going from left to right, Fall Creek right to left. All right. And the Crickets will get the ball to start this second half. All right, Crickets getting their last instructions here, and we are now over at half court on the far side. Inbounding it will be right. And right to inbound it to Tum. We are underway with the second half. Tum now comes down to the right wing. Kicks it over to Schmidgall. Now out to right. Right to Sell in the right corner. Pass intercepted. Intercepted by Olmstead. Olmstead quickly back the other way. Takes him. Oh, what a block by Schmidgall. He had a nice recovery, no foul, and it'll stay Panther ball. So Weisenbeck to inbound it to our right. And Weisenbeck looking, still looking, all the way out to Anderson. Anderson now to Weber. Weber over to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck now comes down towards the top of the key, tries to drive inside, can't do it, has to hand it off to Weber on the right wing. Weber down to the free throw line. Weber now to Bates. Bates hands it to Olmstead. Olmstead tries to work off the screen, puts up the shot, whistle, foul. He'll go to the line for two. Foul will be on number one, and that's going to be Tom. Thank you to the Goodrich Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations and featuring monuments from Lifetime Memorials, Elsevia Co-op, Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. First free throw was good. Security Financial Bank, where electronic banking is easy. 212 West Prospect Street, Durand, and Advent Health, Durand. Time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. Please thank all of our sponsors. They make our broadcasts possible. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business, and tell them thank you for supporting our broadcasts. Both free throws good, 21-18. Panthers, full court Panther press now to Wright, who gets across the timeline on the far side. Back to Tangley. Tangley now to Sal. Sal on the right wing. Sal was looking for Schmidgall in